This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go and get all the information you need to know. And, of course, last night, I think, Scott, we got all the information we need to know and then some. I kept having to pinch myself as Bill Clinton was, talking about his princess, as Newt Gingrich referred to her as.
Yeah, Bill painted, I believe another line that Gingrich had was, if she's really that way, I guess I'd vote for her.
Yeah. quite confusing. I mean, you know, some of that was charming. Of course, all the women, you saw the, this and that. And then every once in a while, you know, their heads would spin and they remember, you know, he was the guy that got impeached, you know, for, you know, fooling around with an intern. And of course, he's been a serial philanderer and all that. But, forget about that. You got to suspend reality. You know, when he talks about, well, here's the real Hillary and here's the one that's made up and you decide, and suggesting she's the real one. And, you know, this comes from somebody, you have to suspend reality totally. I mean, even to the point of, you know, when he brought up the line about if there's any problem, you can drop her right in the middle of it. And you're going, wait a minute, here's some people, surviving people from Benghazi. And, they're not tracking with you here on this one.
Yeah, I also liked his line about, she opened my eyes to a whole new world of public service by private citizens.
Yes,
I thought
that.
Did
you think about the Clinton Foundation immediately on that?
I did. That's what I immediately thought of, and I was like, I bet she did. And the Money, Money, Money song came to mind. Money,
yeah,
money,
right.
Money.
Hey, well, let's hear the day two recap, huh? Well, see what the spokespeople had to say about that.
The Democrats have a stack. They're speaking lineup with big names from start to finish. Their task is to not only rally support behind Hillary Clinton, but to also help mend the divide within the Democratic Party, which last night made history. An enormous moment never before seen in American politics. First woman to win a major party presidential nomination. Hillary Clinton herself appearing over video thanking the roaring convention crowd.
We just put the biggest crack in that glass ceiling yet.
It was her former rival Bernie Sanders who, in a show of unity, symbolically ended the roll call.
I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
Sanders speaking after an emotional appearance by his older brother Larry, an American living in London who tearfully cast the votes for Americans living abroad.
It is with enormous pride that I cast my vote for Bernie Sanders.
Day two of the convention packed with a lineup of speakers trying to mend the divide in the Democratic Party. Mothers who lost children in controversial police-involved deaths. Celebrities also rallying the crowd behind Hillary Clinton.
Nearly 100 years after women got the vote, you people have made history.
But the keynote came from the person who knows her best, her husband, the former president, delivering a spirited endorsement.
Hillary is uniquely qualified to seize the opportunities and reduce the risk we face. And she is still the best darn change maker I have ever known.
And it will be another one of Clinton's closest supporters, her daughter Chelsea, who will introduce her when she takes the stage tomorrow night.
I'll tell you, you know, the history, I guess maybe, Scott, we know too much because, you look at Clinton Cash and you think change maker, like you say, money, money, money. And you're going, yeah, change from our pocket to her pocket, I guess, is the deal. And Dr. Sebastian Gorka also threw up a pretty good line last night. He says, with the Democrats, reality is optional. I don't know. It's, it is. I mean, you talk about the divide within the Democratic Party. It's the divide within this country as well. If we don't pursue the truth and we don't get connected to reality, our problems here in River City are going to continue. We've got more to talk about. Thanks for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be an essence kind of thing about we the people, huh? Not top down. You know, look at these conventions and what we've been inundated with the last couple of weeks. They're I guess you just have to suspend reality. And that's what they would want us to do in order to be convinced, of their narrative. Well, here to straighten these things out, because he has the wisdom of the sages and the ages, the one and only Bruce Coffin, our official history guru. Of course, Bruce from Bruce's History Lessons, and award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Mr. Bruce, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great, Bill. The conventions have been fascinating, in my opinion.
Yeah, they have. Well, today, just for fun here, before we get bogged down, I think there's some important things to note. I mean, did you know today is Bagpipe Appreciation Day?
I did not know that, Bill, and I usually know that kind of thing.
Well, I know you do. I knew it just, you got so much information here. It's a wonder that your brain isn't constantly bruised, loaded down with all this stuff. But along with Bagpipe Appreciation Day, it's also National Creme Brulee Day.
Did not know that either.
Well, here it goes. And the other one, I like this one too, Take Your Pants for a Walk Day.
I definitely did not know that one.
See, we need to know these things, because otherwise, we take things way too seriously. Well, of course, last night we can celebrate that our country did realize, the shattering of the glass ceiling, so to speak. First time ever a woman was nominated to the presidential candidacy by a major party. So congratulations to one Hillary Clinton, and I guess the United States of America for busting the ceiling, right?
Yeah, shattered the glass ceiling. I think in some ways it's also appropriate that it was in Philadelphia, where a couple other historic events occurred in this country, including the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the signing of the U.S. Constitution.
Well, here it is. Day two, we wrapped up day two. Her husband, Bill Clinton, gave quite a rousing speech. You know, as Newt Gingrich said, this is the way he makes her sound. He says, I want to vote for her.
He did do a very nice job. He conveniently left out a couple of things, but he did a very nice job of saying that, I met this wonderful girl. She's my best friend and all of those things. Listen, Bill Clinton has always been a great speaker. He's been a great politician. He wasn't actually in many ways a bad president. His character was left something to be desired, but his presidency was, in my opinion, relatively successful. So The man knows politics, no question.
Yes. Yeah, and I think what people fail to forget, and even Hillary, I think, for that matter, is what made it work for him is he realized his point in history and the cards he was dealing with. And for a while there, he kind of went in the fetal position for a couple of months and had to reassess his position. And, of course, what followed was that grand announcement that the era of big government was over. And when he made that statement, what followed was a win-win, proposition and solutions for America. I mean, he worked with the Republicans and Newt Gingrich. And his legacy is in great, because of, greatly because of, him working with Newton, the Republicans.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. In fact, the Welfare Reform Act, I thought, was probably one of the great accomplishments of Clinton's presidency. And he worked with Gingrich on that. And that included a provision in which people on welfare, especially single mothers, would have to work in some capacity in order to continue to get benefits. The point being that, you give them a sense of independence, a sense of self-worth. You give them a marketable skill. It was a wonderful piece of legislation, and it was because Bill was willing to compromise, as was Gingrich, and I consider that one of the stellar accomplishments of the Clinton presidency, without question. And by the way, President Obama gutted that Welfare Reform Act and took out the work requirement.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing that's amazing, is that here you are, looking at President Obama. He seems to be, very, very much concerned about his legacy and about the continuation of it, but he didn't think much about, gutting. I was just going to say, that, key piece in the legislation, requiring work that really, allowed people at every level to dream big dreams again and to, realize their human potential.
Absolutely, and restore their confidence and give them a marketable skill. Yeah. It was a win-win-win situation.
Well, here it is. I mean, this is where we sit today, and I think that, people are so frustrated in this country is they just want a job, Bruce. They want to work. Give them a fair opportunity to go out there and be successful. And this government, this big government that we have, has done everything they can to keep a lid on their potential. And so to speak, I don't know if you've had a chance to see Hillary's America yet, but what Dinesh D'Souza presents is, what we've been talking about, and that is that America has been subjected to a modern-day form of slavery.
Yeah. I have not seen it. I read him. He writes for National Review quite frequently, but I have not seen it yet. But I pretty much have a general idea of the contents of that. Yes, absolutely.
Well, he learned a lot when he was in jail, and he brings it out, and he, applies a metaphorical concept. He calls it the con. And what he learned from the cons there in prison, and it's amazingly similar to what the politicians are thrusting on us, is that they have this con and they keep working it and keep lying. They never give up the con, as he says. And when you look at it in that context, and you see our politicians and what's being thrust upon us, I mean, it's quite an indictment.
I'm sure it is, Bill. He writes about that quite often. Listen, one of the interesting things that I found about the Republican convention, okay, the coverage of it was that Donald Trump's keynote speech was called dark. Okay, you can say that was dark in a lot of ways, but it was also reality. And in fact, you could make the case that it wasn't actually as dark as what the country really is today.
Mm-hmm.
This is, Donald Trump, as we've talked about before, I'm not on board with the guy completely, but I do think that he's put his finger on a couple of the really big issues in this country, and one of them is that this country is no longer, in my opinion, sorry, Michelle Obama, as great as it used to be. And the reason for that is because of the liberal policies that we've been subjected to for the last 50, 60 years. And, Barack Obama, 8 years of Barack Obama presidency, 2% growth. Under Clinton, it was 4.5. Under Reagan, it was 5.5-6. This is you want a job in this country? 2% growth? It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
It's just not going to happen, and that's one of the many problems that I have. And Donald Trump's speech. Okay, I'm the law and order guy. Crime in this country had been going down statistically for years. It's been jumping recently. Why? Domestic terrorism, and because basically the relationship between the inner city blacks and the police forces in this country have deteriorated greatly. So when he says things are dark, okay, or they're called dark, I would somewhat agree with that. And let's remember one thing. That the America that Donald Trump talked about, if you're going to call it dark, it's actually not as dark as how the left portrays this country, which they portray America as a sexist, xenophobic, homophobic, Islamophobic, racist, bigoted country in which the only reason we go to war is to enrich the 1%. That's the left's perception of America. Donald Trump did not say anything that dark.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think Dr. Sebastian Gorka said it very well last night. He says, with the Democrats, you have to suspend reality. I got to write that down. That's really a perfect line. That's where we are right now. Bruce Kaufman is with us. More from Bruce after this.
Is brought to you by Galderma Laboratories. Did you know that an average day for a professional chef is up to 14 hours long? That means 14 hours of prepping and handling foods that require constant hand washing. That is why Galderma Laboratories has partnered with the American Culinary Federation, ACF, to share the first over-the-counter two-step regimen for hard-working hands. Excipio Protect and Repair intensively moisturizes to repair dry skin and soothe itchy, cracked skin. Step 1 is a daily protection cream that functions like a glove for your hands throughout the day. Step 2 is a rapid repair cream, which can be used at the end of the day to hydrate dry skin, alleviate itchiness, and provide relief overnight. In a survey conducted of more than 75 chefs from the ACF, 95% said they would recommend Excipiol to anyone who has dry hands, because dry skin doesn't just affect professional chefs, it could affect anyone. Excipiol not only treats your dry hands, but also protects them against external irritants. To learn more and receive a discount on your purchase, visit Excipiol.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-425-6588 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-425-6588. 800-425-6588.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Bill Martinez live.
Tell me just what you want me to be.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Bruce, didn't you love that scene last night? You know, the representation of breaking the glass ceiling. We revisited the Apple spot, 1984. Yeah. Everybody picked up on that. It went near viral, didn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely did. And it was pretty amusing, I have to admit.
Well, you know, and I think that, you know, we could celebrate. I mean, outside of the, you know, the political upheaval and the contention and, you know, however it is, you know, I think, you know, we can pause to celebrate that here it is. After all these years, we have, you know, the first woman nominated by a major party to the highest office in the land.
Yeah, and you know what? It's amazing how many women have actually run for president. You don't know about it, but my favorite of all is the first woman who ran for president. Her name was Gracie Allen. I don't know how many of your listeners remember the Burns and
George
Allen.
George Burns, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Gracie Allen was the kind of George Burns was the straight man. Gracie was the kind of ditzy blonde who evoked most of the left. In 1940, Gracie ran for president under the Surprise Party. Okay, so the Democrats as their mascot the donkey. The Republicans have the elephant. The Surprise Party's mascot was the kangaroo. And Gracie and her husband basically barnstormed in a train throughout the country, in which they pretty much reprised their stand-up comedy act, except that they put politics into it. But Gracie Allen was the first woman to run for president in 1940, and she actually got 42,000 votes for president of the United States. She's running against Roosevelt. She didn't win, but she is our first candidate for president in the United States of America, a comedian. I loved it.
Well, leave it for Gracie. Gosh, she was just so precious. And, you know, as we recall, for those of us who were around and remember and were blessed, you know, by the, by the TV sitcom that they presented for us. Gosh, it was some great television between her and George Burns and, you know, just gifted people that, you could be thankful for vaudeville, you know?
Absolutely. Without just a doubt. To inject a note of levity here.
Yes. Well, we need that. I mean, because it's really, this is the thing that happens, and we have to, you know, I'm constantly talking, you know, about decompressing, because you can get engaged in this political deal, and you're watching this stuff, and, you know, you hear what Bill Clinton has to say about his wife, and it sounds so sweet and precious, and then you start remembering all these things that counter his presentation, and you go, oh, my gosh, you know. Yeah, you know, this is the world in which we live in. Is you know, as I said, the Dr. Gorkas is the Democrats want us to, you know, suspend reality. And dare I say, you know, that seems to go, you know, with the with politics these days. But, you know, as you and I were talking, you know, if Hillary gets elected and we talk about legacies and how President Obama is trying to protect his legacy. And it took me a while to really, you know, get on board with this. And why he's fighting, you know, for Hillary in such a way. And here, you know, we've got more releases of emails and, you know, they counter everything that she already, you know, put out there that's, you know, on video. So we have it in her own words how, you know, she was, you know, not culpable whatsoever with these email scandals. And then you got Julian Assange releasing, you know, 23,000 emails. And he goes, this next round that he's got to dump. He said if Hillary doesn't get indicted after the next round, it just makes you wonder because, you know, it cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz this time around her position.
Yeah. To me, FBI Director Comey's logic in letting her off the hook made no sense because essentially what he said, Bill, was, yeah, she was extremely careless in violating federal laws, by the way, but she didn't intend to. Now, if I'm driving down the road, okay, and all of a sudden I think, I got a great idea for a history lesson, and I start to work out my opening, I start to work out my clothes, okay, and my mind is wandering now, I'm focused on this great idea for a history lesson, and I run a stop sign, and I hit a car, okay, yes. I didn't intend to run that stop sign, but I did, and I hit a car, and depending on the severity of the accident, I'm going to pay with a fine or even jail time. Okay,
exactly.
So Hillary did not intend to send out classified and top secret information, but she did it, and in this country, intention or unintention, but in committing a crime, you still have to pay the price, and she did not.
Well, especially when you've been driving now most of your adult life versus somebody that just got their learner's permit, you know, and this is what you have. You have somebody who's an experienced politician. It's like, you know, she's been, she's had security clearance at various levels, and, you know, for her to violate this and somehow be given cover. I thought that, you know, it was like one of those things, you know, it was like a Justice Roberts thing, the way FBI Director Comey came down with this. It was like, okay, I'm going to let the people, if they really, you know, see this as a problem, we'll let them deal with it. We're just going to kick it down the road. and see what they, you know, see what they have to say. And unfortunately, as we know from experience, when laws are broken, no matter how subtle they are, it has its impact on the culture. And what he put into motion, you know, we may not see it immediately, but we'll start to see it down the road where people think, okay, at this point, what does it matter? What does the law matter? You know, just like you said, hey, I wasn't intending to do this, you know, so why are you making a big deal, you know? But all this wraps into, Bruce, and what you and I were talking about off the air, about Victor Davis Hanson's article about the state of the world as it is today. Why don't you unwrap that for our audience, if you would?
Okay. Well, Victor Davis Hanson is one of the most astute political thinkers of all time. He wrote a column that I read in which the main point. Shouldn't we worry more about the state of the world as it is rather than how it might be under a President Trump? Okay, because here's the state of the world as it is right now. We have no enforceable southern border. Okay, the Middle East is in chaos. We have ISIS on the run. We have,
ISIS is on the run, but they're running in the wrong direction.
ISIS is on the move.
Yes.
And the Middle East is in chaos. As he says in the article, is there a region in the world safer, more stable than it was in 2008? Is Iraq more stable? Is Syria? Is Ukraine more stable? Is Libya? Is North Korea? Is France? Is Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or Dallas, Texas more stable than in 2008? Is there an ally of ours who feels more secure in their partnership with us than they were in 2008? Is Israel feeling more secure? Is Japan? Is France? No, none of those things. So Hanson's point is that, yes, under, you know, the potential world that Donald Trump, that we worry about because he can go off the handle, let's compare it to the actual world we live in today. And I think, Bill, that this is why the Republicans, Paul Ryan and some of them, you know, we've been down on them for, swallowing their convictions and getting on the Trump train. They're thinking to themselves, we know what kind of presidency we're going to get under Hillary Clinton. As you just said, we're going to get the Obama presidency on steroids.
Exactly.
What they're saying is maybe, just maybe, since we're not 100% sure what the kind of president Donald Trump is going to be, maybe we can get the president of our own party, Donald Trump, to go along with some of our priority issues. It's a possibility. It's not a possibility at all with Hillary Clinton. So that, to me, is why, I mean, I'm not real happy about it, but I understand why they've swallowed their pride or whatever you want to call it and said, I think we've got a better chance of convincing Donald Trump to be the kind of president we want, and we know we've got no shot with Hillary.
Like in any situation, Bruce, if these are the cards you're dealt with, you do the best you can with the cards you got. And, you've got somebody who is ideologically fixed, as we say, you know, she's going to, you know, continue on, with the Barack Obama principles and strategies and that sort of thing that, has just been an absolute killer. Just like you said, go around the world, look about this country domestically, where we are. And, the president and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats want us to suspend reality and say, okay, what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe me or your lying eyes?
Yeah.
You know?
That's absolutely the case. So, again, Trump, I'm not on board with the guy totally, but I kind of understand the logic of the Republicans. And I certainly thought Victor Davis Hanson did a wonderful job of comparing the world we might get under Donald Trump with the world that we can absolutely have right now and will get with Hillary.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that, that's pretty clear. I think if Hillary is to get elected, Bruce, she's going to bring back and echo the words in the opposite direction of what her husband said. If her husband said the era of big government is over, she's going to say the era of big government is born again. Let's bring it on. Bruce Kaufman has been with us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you, buddy.
Ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You need a follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace. You know the way you guide me tenderly. Yeah. When you need a follow, just light the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me. It's more than I can see. So lead me on.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Scott Mann is with us, former Lieutenant Colonel, Green Beret, CEO of Mission America, author of the best-selling novel, Game Changers. Colonel, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Gosh, Scott, I am so sorry. And it's so regrettable, but this is the nature of evil. It continues to raise its evil head. And, of course, yesterday we heard the news of what happened in that French church where a priest was told to get on his knees. Two terrorists went into the church in front of the people there, including nuns, and, and slashed the priest's neck. I mean, you're talking an elder priest here, was he 84 years old? This is just ridiculous. And, this is what's happening as ISIS continues to be more and more emboldened. And as the French president said, there are just way too many churches. And it's not like they can, they're going to be able to secure these churches now that these, churches are starting to be targeted. And supposedly this is one of the churches that they said was going to be targeted.
Yeah, Bill, there's so much to this story, and I'm glad that we're talking about it. And as we unpack this thing, one of the things that I think we ought to think about here is that this is the manifestation, I believe. This is the manifestation of political correctness that has run to the nth degree, mm-hmm. and an apathetic population who frankly ignored and allowed this to occur over decades, and now you have an Islamist presence that is so well positioned that they can strike. And if we don't look at this as a harbinger of what's coming to our shores, we will, mark my words, endure attacks of this very nature regularly within the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, Scott, Dr. Sebastian Gorka said last night that the Democrats want us to suspend reality. And this is another case in point. I mean, you've got John Kerry, you've got others saying that the most important and critical thing to national security is global warming or air conditioners. And meanwhile, ISIS is running amok and doing things like this, you know, taking the head of a 84-year-old priest, you know, and, you know, this is just absurd. And to your point, and Marco Rubio said this, he said, look at our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. And this is on full display right before our eyes. So now what are we going to do about it?
Well, it starts with us. I believe that leadership starts with us right here in America. And, you know, Americans have always taken a stand for what they believe is right. And I believe we've got to do that right now. We've got to look at what's going on overseas, and we've got to recognize that there's personal responsibility here to demand practical, pragmatic actions from our politicians. We are in an election year, and if you vote, if you pull the lever for a politician, regardless of party, who fails to acknowledge the name and critical vulnerabilities of this enemy, then it is on you when it comes home to roost. That's all I can say.
Did you think it was rather, you can enter any adjective here, but the fact that the Democrats did not mention ISIS once in night one, and even last night, it was almost like they had to force themselves to talk about the war on terror. I mean, it was no big deal as opposed to the Republican Party. So, again, just looking at the scenario of, you know, how are we going to deal with this? You know, leadership starts with an understanding of the war we're fighting. I mean, we've got an enemy that says, hey, we're at war with America, and America is just, you know, rolling on down the road watching the Cardassians.
Absolutely, and you're right. I mean, it wasn't mentioned. And to me, you know, one of the reasons that I'm glad you and I are talking is because of this attack on the church. It represents a new evolution in decentralized terror attacks under a very powerful central narrative. And no one is paying attention to that. No one is talking about that. But what happened yesterday in my mind in that French church is even more prolific than, you know, the dump truck rolling through the streets of Nice. I believe it is more of an evolution of what's coming. And meanwhile, Bill, you know, we are allowing racial tensions to tear us apart.
Yes.
Racial, religious, ethnic, monetary divisions. And you know who's pulling the threads on that? Our own politicians on both sides of the aisle are leveraging and mobilizing fears around in-groups and out-groups. That is tribal behavior.
Exactly.
And we as community citizens have got to say, you know what? Enough. If you're going to do that, you're not going to be in office. We're going to put people in office who will unify us as Americans, regardless of race, religion, or creed. And we got to get back to that. Or ISIS is going to run the tables on us.
Well, Scott, last night we saw that glass ceiling busted wide open with the announcement that Hillary Clinton was going to be the first female nominee of a major party. Maybe with that glass ceiling, with that opening up, we should take all this hyphenation, all this bifurcation, and things that ununite the United States of America, and let them go up into vapor in that, you know, in that glass ceiling, and say enough is enough. You're exactly right. The tribal behavior that has been set up. And I would say, more than anything, it has been the Democrats, although both sides have been guilty of this, but this is not to mollify in any way the guilt that they need to hold on to this. And I'd say Republican or Democrat, anybody that wants to bifurcate, you know, the United States of America and all these different groups that represent these cultures that we're so blessed we're here in this country, instead of being united, you know, we want to throw a hyphen in there to, you know, make somebody different and disenfranchised. You know, this is absolutely destroying, you know, the very fiber of what this great American experiment is all about. And people, Scott, to your point, people have to see this. If they do not see this, we are going to destroy ourselves because we're starting to implode from the inside out.
No, it's absolutely true. I hearken back. Maybe we could take a page from the special forces. And, you know, my team sergeant, he used to tell us when I was a young captain, we had a guy on the team who was, he had a black guy. We had a guy who was Hispanic. We had several Southerners on the team. And my team sergeant would always tell us, let me tell you boys something. You may think you're this or you may think you're that. On this team, you are nothing but green. That is your only color. And we live that every day. And, you know, I think if we could do the same in this country, you are red, white, or blue, you are an American, get rid of the hyphens, it would be a good start.
It would go a long way, no doubt, because, you know, this is, you know, the other thing that needs to go up through that glass ceiling and vapor out into the environment and go back to where it came from is this whole political correctness. And I give Dr. Ben Carson a lot of credit for starting to, you know, call that for what it is. Trump has continued, to beat that drum. It's interesting that the Republicans are the only party that are addressing that. But this is all part of the language and leadership, you know, that, you know, puts reality in front of your face and say, okay, what are we going to do about this? And, you know, and disappointingly, I got to tell you, I'm disappointed that the Democrats, as a separate entity, cannot seem to get connected to that. Is that, you know, and what you're talking about, leadership, you've got to be able to deal with reality and make sure that we're all in agreement with, you know, who our enemy is and what our mission and objective is all about.
Absolutely. And look, differences are phenomenal. I mean, differences are what make this country, no kidding, such an amazing country. The old term melting pot.
Yes.
So having differences and disagreeing on things is what makes this country phenomenal. But we've got to have red lines. We've got to have things that we say, you know what, we will not sacrifice this as Americans. And we used to have this. One of those was a belief in the Constitution, an adherence to the Constitution. So if we're going to make changes in how the police operate, or if we're going to make changes in economics, it needs to be done in the context of our Constitution. That's my thing. And I know there are Democrats out there who get that and who understand that, and we need to find them. And we need to bring them together with folks like us.
Exactly. We got to get back to back and shoulder to shoulder, joined together and unified. He is the CEO of Mission America, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Scott.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, can you tell me?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour as we continue to fight the good fight, pursuing truth no matter where it leads us. And to that end, with his crusader hat on, he's on his horse, Pancho Sancho, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, I see that that harpoon you got ready to lay in the middle of somebody. You okay?
Well, look, it's this is amazing on so many fronts. I mean, just on the eve of the Democratic Convention, which is going to be, based on the schedule that they have, a dark and divisive convention that will pander to the various constituents, very much unlike the bright and optimistic Republican convention that the media is painting as dark. But yes, it's appropriate that this WikiLeaks dump of documents took place right on the eve of the convention, which confirms all of the suspicions that people have had about the Democratic establishment, really, and the Republican establishment as well, but more so from the point of view of Bernie Sanders supporters and from the point of view of Trump supporters, because, you know, we'll talk about it in a second related to Bernie Sanders, but the DNC, according to these emails, conspired to create false stories about Donald Trump, release them to Reuters. Mm-hmm. They may have even conspired with Reuters. We don't know that yet. They tried to intimidate MSNBC, which shouldn't need intimidation on this issue of Bernie Sanders. But in related to Trump, they sent out interns to engage in a fake protest against the Republican National Committee. They actually discussed putting up a fake ad that would be attributed to the Trump business to try to make him look sexist. Just amazing stuff. And it confirms that they conspire, that they're illicit, that they're ethically bankrupt. And then back to Bernie Sanders, that this is the Democratic National Committee. This is a group that is the center of the Democratic Party. It is not supposed to favor one member over another.
Exactly.
Yet, clearly, the people that populated the Democratic National Committee and the former chairperson, Wasserman Schultz, Debbie, were conspiring to, in fact, rig the system. And part of the reason that she was upset is because MSNBC had the nerve, because Mika Brzezinski, one of the hosts, is a Sanders supporter, to call it a rigged system and call for Debbie's resignation quite a while ago. So it's, and then of course now I happen to see John Podesta, the reptilian slimy John Podesta, longtime Clintonista, actually picking up a story from a blog that is just speculation, fascinating as though it may be, and saying what this shows, the 20,000 hacked emails, 20,000 hacked emails coming from WikiLeaks, is that Donald Trump has this scary relationship with Vladimir Putin. And so pin it somehow on Donald Trump. And then, of course, the DNC is out there telling people, well, we have, these may not be authentic. They may be fake. Of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigned over these unauthentic emails. So it's, it really puts them in a really bad place for the beginning of their convention. And apparently Deborah Wasserman Schultz has negotiated a way for her to be present at the convention to do some short speeches. We don't know exactly what that will be. She's been booed already just in a speech to her own delegation, and to stay until the end of the convention. I don't know how she pulled that off.
Exactly. Well, a short speech. Hi, goodbye. And, you know, and then, of course, the other thing is that she's also managed to become involved with the Hillary campaign and in charge of the Hillary campaign. And, of course, the comments from the delegates is, I thought that's what she did already. So, you know, the fact that she's got all this bad, you know, mojo all over her, and she goes to work with Hillary Clinton, who didn't do well with emails either. Maybe it's just birds of a feather flocking together here, James.
Well, of course it is. I mean, she's a Clintonista, and everyone knew this was happening, but there was no proof. There's proof now. And really, it's affected the Sanders voters and the far left of the Democrat Party, who are already gathered in Philadelphia outside of the venue, and are chanting, lock her up.
Lock her up. Lock them both up, right?
the Republicans had. This is going to be a difficult thing, and it's going to rear its head. It's going to be interesting to see how the media reports it. The media is hardly taking this second email scandal seriously, but it is so deep, it's going to provide stories for reporters that care for the next 3 weeks to come or even beyond.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it provides incredible source material for Trump, for his ads, for his social media tweets.
Exactly.
It just goes on forever.
This is going to blunt, this is going to blunt Hillary's natural bump after the convention, without a doubt, right?
Yeah, and the emails managed to insult gays and Hispanics in the most utterly insensitive way. And it shows that behind the scenes, these same people who purport to be so sensitive and compassionate and never discriminate talk in the most vile, racist, homophobic, real racist and real homophobic ways. And so it's filled with hypocrisy. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, Julian Assange mentioned that he was going to have a big sort of, you know, news bomb.
Email dump, too. Yes, right, exactly.
And everyone assumed it was about the first email scandal, but now we have a second email scandal. Because Hillary Clinton's the beneficiary, I think people are going to rightly want to ask her if she knew about this. She's already been out there saying, well, I didn't know anything about this.
Oh, right.
But just looking at her and having her lips moving with her credibility, it's not working.
Well, you know, and let's go back to their treatment and discussion of minorities. I don't know. Did you get a chance to see Hillary's America?
I haven't seen the movie, no.
Well,
I did not watch the screener yet.
You see the movie in light, it's Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. You see that movie in light of these comments that were brought out in the email, and wow, this is beyond indicting. You know, in terms of their attitude, and this is consistent with the DNA of the Democratic Party.
Well, I think it is. I think it is. You know, there were in the past audio recordings of Bill Clinton using racist terminology, Hillary Clinton, you know, using profanity and racist terminology and sexist. We've heard Jesse Jackson call New York Hymie Town. We've heard all of these things, and they're not meant, you know, for the public to hear. And it's clear. I mean, look, one of the things that conservative African-Americans like Thomas Sowell mm-hmm. and like Jesse Lee Peterson and like the great Sheriff David Clark have pointed out is that what the Democratic Party has done is use African-Americans. Use them. When they get near an election, all of a sudden mm-hmm. the African-Americans are, there's an outreach to them. But after they get elected, they abandon them.
Oh, I'm telling you, James, you wait till you see Hillary's America. We interviewed one of the stars of it, Dr. Carol Swain, and she brought out, she is a black professor, and she brought out, I mean, this is a single mom who worked, I mean, you know, the typical old school, traditional, you know, black upbringing, single mom, you know, working her way up, pulls herself by her bootstraps, gets through college, very accomplished. And what she had to share in that movie about true black history and the Democratic Party, I mean, you know, I was in a room of about 10 other people, and they're going, how come we don't hear about this? I said, well, because it's always below the fold if it's written about at all, and but greatly ignored by the mainstream media, and there's no way they're going to pursue what was brought up in Hillary's America here.
Oh, no. I mean, it's been around for a long time. Yeah. Most of that information about, you know, the Democratic Party, its connection to slavery, its connection to segregation, its connection
KKK.
To KKK.
Exactly.
We said it simultaneously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it always gets buried. It's like the secret history of Margaret Sanger.
Exactly.
It's like the liberal icons turn out to be something very different than what they're portrayed as. And we really see it, as you said, in these emails. I mean, particularly, I mean, The description of a Hispanic event in the most pejorative terms, obviously thinking that no one would see it. It's just, you know, making fun of an African-American woman's name, telling each other that they love each other, but it's not a homosexual communication, making fun of gay people. Behind the scenes, liberals who work with the DNC, which, you know, I've described the DNC as a super PAC for Hillary. That's what it was, basically.
Well, and that's exactly what it turned out to be. James Hurston, thank you so much for the report, keeping us up to date. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. You have a wonderful day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.